As for the sake of sentient beings, countless in number as space is limitless in extent, that the precious level of complete and perfect Buddhahood is to be accomplished. And in order to do so, one must exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings. So to take this up as the goal and practice, Vinche wishes us to first begin by developing a commitment to enlightenment of bodhicitta. So from among the 16 subdivisions in the outline treating of the aspiration of prayer, we've arrived at the seventh of these, which is the where one makes the aspiration to follow a spiritual friend and please such a friend. And the root text for that reads as follows. May friends whose wish for me is benefit, who teach me well the way of wholesome deeds, be those with whom I always meet again. Never may I turn them from my mind. So then the meaning of this verse, briefly explained, where the first line says... So first explaining it word by word in relation to the root text itself, and then afterwards the Rinpoche will go through an expanded way from the commentary. But first, just looking at the words of the root text, the first line says, may friends whose wish for me is benefit. And in this case, for me refers to the bodhisattva. In this case, it is a bodhisattva who is the one actually making this aspirational prayer. So the friends who wish benefit for me are the spiritual friends, Dharma friends, or the spiritual master. What one wishes for then is that he will instruct me well, teach me well in wholesome practices. And the term wholesome practices includes in general the practice of Dharma as such. So specifically then in practicing Dharma, the primary concern in the beginning then would be not harming other beings. And most especially, in connection with the Mahayana, it would be the concern for actually accomplishing the benefit of beings. So any practice of Dharma would include these two aspects of not harming beings and accomplishing their benefit. So this is what is referred to as wholesome practices. And those spiritual friends who teach wholesome practices, may I always meet them, which means to say, at all times, may I never be separated from them.
From them.
Then, the last part of the verse says, the last line of the verse says, never may I turn them from my mind. To turn them from my mind would mean to go against their intentions, to contradict their intentions. Yimi yong se tuk danga.
Tuk danga ba mese.
Not to oppose the intention of the bodhisattva spiritual friend, not to go against him.
Oh yeah, tan de ba re. Dala penban de ba trobo ta tang bu tin de ba re. Dala nyingye chenpu goni tambu chuji pin dokpan dobe chobo, chuji chobo. Korwa tang, korwa donga le chobchen, korwa donga le choba maze, tingi le yonsu chobchen. Tingi se jete rang, tingi je lan le kyona rang, rang jikbu shiwa tomdo je lo, lo jina teni tingi le. Tele chang chopar sepa samba nyingje sanjuk ju sem yinpin do yindong do sanje ji gomang do tap tenbe na tingmin le chang yung su chop jeng kowa le chopa ma zi tikin ji gebi kinyi di nyi je tikta menba le chang yung su chop jeng zangbo chopa rab du tuanpa nam Tikchin je deva, deva terve gebe kini kanda, zangbo chupe chuje lalin, zangbo chupe chuje lalin nyamni rabdo tonjen, yangda bat tonjen, chepar seba nam, kanyin be chuma wa teda tangyam, sanchok matop je pato, ta do, chepar koje, what is it? Tangbo.
So then the expanded commentary on this would go as follows. Those friends who wish my benefit, or those friends whose wish is my benefit, means Dharma friend, the spiritual master, who out of compassion, loving kindness and compassion, has as his intention to benefit one through the genuine Dharma. The form this benefit takes is protection from samsara as well as protection from inferior vehicles. In this case, the inferior vehicle means any activity done for the sake of attaining one's own happiness alone, one's own well-being alone, this completely private intention, whereas the spiritual friend protects one from there by teaching the loving kindness, the skillful means accompanying loving kindness and compassion as taught in the Mahayana, through which one is able to accomplish the benefit of others. And in this way one is protected from falling down into inferior vehicles. The spiritual friend bestows or makes accessible the happiness of the Mahayana, explaining and teaching the Dharma way of wholesome practices. So then the aspiration here is that may I meet all of those who, or may I meet those who give the Dharma expression, who bring the Dharma to life through their words, and may I meet them, may I continue to meet them always as long as I have not attained enlightenment.
Teda daki nanya yimyong. Tene chang. Gave kinyi tang tene chang. Gave kinyi yane chang. Gave kinyi tamba teda daki. Namyang linche kam. Kichi tsam yimyong sing. Totan gawa musician. Samba tang yorwa niji goni. Nipa kona drobari.
So that was the commentary on the first three lines, and on the fourth line it says, the fourth line is, never may I turn them from my mind, and the commentary is, having met a genuine spiritual friend, then may I never at any time, not even once, not even for an instant, turn them from my heart and mind by going against them. And in addition, may I accomplish only pleasing them. May I succeed in pleasing them through my ideals and applying these in practice.
Sanje seji kurvan gombo nam, mwesom tad dag jarva ta, maung karpa kuento machova, te da layan chupa jachar je hisavasong.
So then the eighth aspiration is aspiring to offer to the Buddhas directly present. And here the term directly present or directly manifest refers to the to meeting the Buddhas directly in front of one, or confronting the Buddhas directly in front of one, which one does mentally. And the root text says, on the guardians surrounded by heirs of the Buddhas, the victors, directly may I gaze throughout all time, and relentlessly throughout all future kalpas, profusely may I offer to them all.
Sanje seji kurvan gombo nam. Sanje jese sanjo sembare. Sanje jese sanjo sembare nam ju kurve. Kurve gombo nam. Gombo tsoko sanje nam. Ngonsom tado. Ngonsom do. Tado dagan dundu yokte. Dag jarva te. Dag hyarta hing. Jarva ta se jete jarva. Jarva nam ji hyarta vata. Sanje nam ji hyarta vam jarte. Maung karpa kuyendo majuwa, maung pa karpa kuyendo karpa tamche do, tetar sanjen jarkin chupan parwala majuwa. Sem chowa mehpar, Teda lion, cheba jacheje, Teda nan, cheba jachem bujiba choje. Tate dudusena Sanje jesse, Tok jesse, Sanjo send the soju corve, Gombo zoko Sanje num. Munsum Rankin doing the Munsum do Jordi Sanje choker tropical Sanjo send the soju corva Munsum to Jordi. Do you tunga tamay, but tato? Do tato, ducky? Ducky, such as Sanje Java for it. Sanjo Sambadaki, Java ta, Java Zoga Sanje Jomdi, the Namji Hartaian. Maumba Karba Kundo, then a two Maumba Karba Kundo, Maumba Karba Tamjedo, same Jova member Sanje Teda Laya, Chopa Jacherji.
Chopa Jacembo Sabre Chorche. So, Sanje Namjin Choker to the Ku Kurba. Chuchu cut in Jato Maro and Choker to the Ku Kurba. Choker to the Ku Sanje John Din Deje, then a Ku Naba than Choker to the Ku Kurba. Choker to the Ku Kurba. Tamje number tape make it your to. Number tape makes it make you me, but you your to moon some the journey. Two chunk. Do cartel as a duja ringavam, ringavam, tamtam maimbar, do tato, do join to ducky, Jarva teda, tamjela, Jarva zoga sanje teda la, send tame taken, tama goni taken, tape goni taken, Sanje jihatavati, tama tan tape goni tana tins when not over it. Tepa maybe goni tana tins when not over it. Taken, tomar jola. Parang Tetan the Chitana, Devayer. Toma Jola. Chorpa tene zongte. Tetar doendo Sanje Munsum to Chorpa tene zongte. Maumba carpa. Maumba tu carpan taye, papa de meba quinto, ye machova. Ten Sanje doendo yona join and put in a young, same chua cigarava, same chova, tang cheba, tang meba, ten of yon cigarette. Quinto ye machova. Tang Majebar Sanje Seje Sanje Setan Jeba Teda Rere Lion Chopa Jacembo Sete Sanje Tati Tennisage So Sanjo Sabanam Rere Lion Chopa Jacembo Jite Namka Tutan Yampa Namka Tusage the Namka Tutan Yampa Namka Chontan Yampa Namkatan Yampa Sing Madava Yungri Chuji Yen Chapa Chuji ying the Chu Tamje, the Nelo Tongbani de la Chuji ying Serra, Chuji ying Tamje, Chupa Change Chapa. Number, number Tamje in Chordan Demba, Chuze, they are number going in Chordan Demba, Dembe, Chupa Jeber Hoje. Oh, yeah.
So, did you tell me, Jay Shay?
Nika Johnny, I would do it. They chirang to Yinjikela. Deva Jeba the Jonah Digan Dona did the John Mokovas. Nika Jonah Yabo Dona Nika Jor. Neva Neta the Sabbatin in Saint Jayati, Sabbat Seko Yaki Chitra. Neva Tinika Gogan Dong Tuda Marbe.
So if we first do it briefly connected with the root, just to give the main idea, and then fill in with greater detail from the commentary, then maybe we get the most out of it. So briefly, connected with the root, would be the guardians surrounded by the Buddha's heirs. So the guardians here refers to the Buddhas themselves, and they are surrounded by the Bodhisattvas, in particular in this context by the heart sons or heart Bodhisattvas. Of the Mahayana, and these guardians, surrounded by their heart followers, appear directly in front of one, and one gazes on them at all times. So one gazes on the faces of the victorious beings at all times directly. And for how long is this to be done? It is to be done without tiring for all future kalpas. While doing so, then, one also makes vast offerings to them. So then, from the to put in more detail from the commentary, it says, so who are the guardians thus encountered before one? They are all instances of supreme tulkus, supreme emanated bodies, those of the Buddhas, the historical Buddhas, the Buddhas of the Ten Directions. These are the guardians of beings surrounded completely by the family, by the collection of bodhisattvas, who are their heart sons, their heart followers. And all of these then appear directly, are directly manifest as the sphere of experience, or as the object experienced by completely pure eyes. So those who have a completely pure vision are able to see them directly. And the wishing prayer that one is making here is that may I, in this case, I meaning the one who is meeting the Buddhas, may I, who, the one contemplating the Buddhas, may I always, not just for a brief passing flash, and not just sometimes, but at all times, may I gaze into their faces with with faith, with completely clear faith. And here Rinpoche mentioned that if one were to look on them without faith, then it would not give merit, would not result in merit. If one looks with doubt, then would not give the proper effect, the proper result. But in gazing on their faces with faith, then one will see them. From the time of having seen them and onwards throughout all coming kalpas, and the kalpas which are coming are without any end, they are infinite in progression, and throughout all of that time, may I not become mentally tired. So if one thinks that one aspires to maintain this vision uninterruptedly throughout the course of all coming time without exception, then one would think at some point one would get tired or exhausted. But the prayer is that one would be able to keep up this energy of mind which does not get tired. With this energetic mind, offer to each and every one of the Buddhas, as well as their followers, in a vast and profuse way, that is to say, in a way which is equal to the whole of space, it's equal to the entire area of space, and the offerings are pervaded by the Dharma Dhatu, which refers to the nature of the mind. They're pervaded by the clear light nature of mind, these offerings also are characterized as or possessing the most supreme among all sorts of aspects, or they have the highest quality possible. So to be able to make these type of aspiration in the direct presence of the Buddhas is the prayer here. So then the ninth point is the aspiration to be able to completely hold genuine Dharma, to be able to completely grasp and keep hold of genuine Dharma. And the root text for this says, may I hold authentic teachings, those of victors, and make enlightened deeds appear for all. And training well in wholesome practices throughout all future kalpas, carry on.
Jarva. Jarva namje. Jarva zubh sanje chomdin de namji songba longa. Longa tampa chu. Chula longa chu tam tokpa chu nye yabale. Longa tampa chu. Malupa. Malupa lama mepa. Majib zongji. Zimbar se chen. Ji sona lo ngama lapa yuma ji khasan lapa tereng ji na dene chu mang bu ki to ma majib zong jin zimbar se chen zimbar kho dev san chu lan me pe chu pat ten be dev san chu lan me ba me pe chu pat ten par se pe tta chen bu long chu Same Nala going to tear up the tumba goni. Now our sabatan. Taking the talk with you, dig up the talk with you. Taking the talk with you, Zangbo, Yoba. Ranging the jail at taken. Talk with you, the lapas on the Yami, the teller talk with you, sir. Sanje je re songbe chula songbe long chu songbe long chu de tsam se na long chu je bare la ba so myam ni se na to bu chu te chi je to bu chu sang bo je ba la som je je ba na yin ji ju le ji jian ran da yin ji ju la ma ji ba ji jian de men ten so da ba men ten so ga Gata Takbatam Tunso Prabhupada Tunso Prabhupada Goni Number Jawaya Maumba Karpan Tame but Gundo Jepar Jevar Hoti Bao. Oh yeah.
So may I hold authentic teachers, those of teachings, those of victors, is explained as follows. The authentic teachings can be subdivided into two types, the teachings called scriptural teachings and realizational teachings, or the teachings related to the text and those related to realization. And the first aspiration here is to be able to hold on to the authentic scriptural teachings of the victors, of the Buddhas, and that one will be able to hold them all without exception, without malupa, without exception means without losing any of them, without omitting any. One aspires to be able to retain these in one's mind without forgetting them. So Rinpoche said if one forgets the teachings, so the teachings that one heard last year, one forgets this year, and the teachings one heard yesterday, one is forgotten today, then one won't come to hold many teachings. So the aspiration here is to be able to keep these by heart, to have these in one's memory, and to be able, furthermore, to make them appear to others, to bring them forth, to manifest them to all sentient beings through properly teaching. So one aspires to be able to teach all of these scriptural teachings, all the teachings of the texts of the Mahayana, which demonstrate the practices or the activity of highest enlightenment, which is the fruition. One aspires to be able to carry on throughout, one aspires to be able to carry on training well in the wholesome practices of the realizational dharma of the Mahayana. So this term realizational dharma, or the teachings related to realization, is distinguished from the first in that the first type of dharma, those related to the scriptures, refers to the practice of listening and reflecting. And the realizational dharma is connected with the actual practice of the three, what are called the three trainings, lapasum, the three things to be trained in. So through actually practicing these three trainings, one accomplishes the wholesome practices of the realizational dharma of the Mahayana. And aspires to be able to communicate these, to engender these in the mind streams, both of oneself and others, through purifying away whatever there may be of obstacles towards these, or adverse circumstances preventing this, and to encourage and improve and increase whatever there are of favorable conditions towards the development of these. So this type of proper training one aspires to be able to carry on with throughout all coming kalpas without end, that is to say throughout all time.
Zopa Sanje, the longer chut and talk with you need the Jeva, Mamba Karba Tamje, then Zimba Manam Tabai. Tian Tambo, Jarava Namja Tamba, Chunzinja, Sanjo Jeva Kunda Namas. Take court, there was a Jarava Namja Tamba Chunzinja. Sanje Namja Songba Tamba Chute, to some say the young Tapa Zimbata. Jarse Sanjo Simba Jeva, Tennis and Chinkuana, Tumbari, Mamba Jeva. Yunting going to Mazet and Zoot to Jory, he's our son.
Yeah. So it's important to make these type of aspiration prayers, otherwise obstacles might arise. And the tenth of them is aspiring to be aspiring to attain an inexhaustible treasury. And the root verse says, while passing through all cycles of existence, may merit wisdom without end be gained. And knowledge means samadhi liberation of finest traits of boundless treasury.
Jeva Truba Tamche Lende be Hirap Yehija Chotane Chon Chonine, two Namian Mazepa, two Namdayan Sepa Mepa, Gongi Gongdom Prava Nebadan. So now Yehitan Mazeni Tatan Hirap Tingzin Namper Sombe Hirap Jeseda Gangye. Tabjan Sini, Hirab Jeseda Gang, he Juchung Le Deva Chembo Topam, Sik Chungle, Katsik Chungle Ranginje, Katsik Chungle, Trope, Ton Chembo, Sape Goni, Ranginje, Ton Pusum Soba, Droba, Tabke, Tabla, Pusum Soba, Droba, Lang Cape, Tata. Dikab so tapjin sini tembare. Hir tap tap sijade tap jo parat se bachini kar rahe. Hirab je se ra ka ke jo chung dev chebo topam yang se chung rangin je ton chebo dobar se ba tham ke jin sini. Te tap lang ke ben sini.
Hirab
ji said that Hirab ji nang se ye Hirab re 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 Hirab ji Hirab le dog pa Hirab dam Hirab to number in je pa Hirab to number je ya de kar ran sin ta chin sin Hirab to number in je pa te Hirab ji sin Hirab ji ho Hirab to number ji se ju Same Jinam Jaran saying that Jensen kicked on Tony Day, you read. Then you ran saying that Jensen rubbed the number Jeba Jeba Samsung Tele Hirab said. Pinzin down. Same number in Georgian. Same number in Yanwale Dot and Yambar in Georgian. Say, say, check the name about the thing in the engine. Sir Yanwan Hirkin, Sir Sam. Sem serer je number yin wan xie xie yang ban jiao jin zhe zhe de ne ba ding zhen jin ci ni number tar ba kar nyu mong ba tang nyu jo ge zhe ba so le zuo ba kam de ye number tar ben ci ni ta dang xie ra ding zhen nam da da yuan din gun jie me zhe zu de jiao de da le song wa shen nan de yi xi jie cuo ni dang Tam Ketan, Hirap, the Tingins and the Nandar, the Jotenam Lesonway, you ain't in Taya, but going to Mazep and Zoto Jovar Hoje, Hoya.
So the commentary for this then says, So the commentary on the first line of root text says, while passing through all cycles of existence, all cycles of existence means all places in the three spheres, in this desire, the desires realm, the form realm and the formless realm, all existences or locations within those three spheres, one passes through and experiences throughout the course of one birth after the other, and the Bodhisattva does this as an effect of, or through the power of, the auspicious connection provided by action and aspiration. So through actions committed previously and previous aspiration prayers, link is provided to the various experience throughout the realms of samsara. So in experiencing these and passing through them during that time, there is work to be done in the form of gaining merit, wisdom without end. Gaining merit and wisdom without end. So the first is the accumulation of merit, what does the accumulation of merit consist in, or what does it provide? It provides the cause for attaining Buddhahood. It consists in the practice of generosity and so on. The second part of the cause for attaining Buddhahood is the accumulation of wisdom. And what does that consist in? Consists in the knowledge, the wisdom and knowledge, which is free of all conceptual elaborations. And these two accumulations of merit and wisdom, defined in these ways, are, one aspires to gain them in a way which at no time comes to an end. So it is an endless, not only an endless accumulation, but an endless increase, going further and further without any end in time. One also wishes to attain skillful means, knowledge, samadhi, and liberation. And here, the definitions of these are given. So the definition of means is that it is a subdivision of knowledge has the effect that from a small cause, a great result occurs, and with little trouble, with little toil and trouble, great benefit is accomplished. And because of that, these are the skillful means for accomplishing the complete and perfect benefit of oneself and others. Skillful means is referred to as a subdivision of knowledge in the sense that it is not something in contradiction to knowledge. It is an it is, as it were, a byproduct of it, or a an aspect of knowledge. Then the knowledge itself is defined as being the ability to completely distinguish all phenomena. And Rinpoche explained this as meaning it is the ability to distinguish the concrete characteristics of phenomena from their abstract characteristics. And the term being able to completely distinguish means that ordinary beings run these two things together. They confuse the two together as being one. The concrete characteristics and the abstract characteristic is mixed together as if it were the same. And these two have to be distinguished. This is the work of knowledge. This is the definition of knowledge. Then The next thing to be gained is samadhi or absorption of mind, which is defined as being the one-pointed placement of the mind in equipoise. So equipoise means that the mind is not wandering or not getting distracted towards the outside. It's not getting distracted towards outer things, but remains one-pointedly poised. This is a definition of samadhi. The next thing to be that one aspires to attain is liberation, which is defined as being liberation from all obscurations, such as the obscurations of the afflicted states and the obscuration towards equilibrium, or the obscuration towards meditational states. So one is aspires to gain liberation from these obscurations. And then through the attaining of all of these, the two accumulations, means, knowledge, samadhi and liberation, what arises through that will be a treasury, an inexhaustible or boundless treasury of all positive qualities without any end.
Subject to Prabhupada Sasa. Chukchir Patel Yan Nazi Sache Jaya Varete Sankigre. Chixana Kanga Sigre. Master Nan Chipamada. Tangas Masha Jandan. Dirje Dana
Dirje Jandan. Sana Mijilu.